While lounging in an airport waiting area after traveling abroad in 2007, expecting to connect with my last flight home, I glanced at a mounted TV perched just above. The topic was Cuba and one of the island's most celebrated composers, bandleaders, and singers. I sat up enthralled by the sound of his music, his life story, and most importantly, how those interviewed seemed to melt at the mere utterance of the artist's name, Benny Moray. I watched glued to the screen as his pulsating music, expressed through his tenor voice playing in the background, caused an instant street-corner pop-up festival where the young, and the young at heart, danced and danced and danced, infused with an infectious level of tribute and joy. From humble beginnings, Benny Moray, the oldest of 18 children, born in Santa Isabel, Cuba in 1919, developed into a charismatic performer, singer, bandleader, and an iconic figure to just about every professional and street corner musician all across the island. Today, Moray, graced with a fluid voice, remains Cuba's most idolized singer. From 1953 on, he would surround himself with a collective of exceptional musicians. His tribe, he called them, performing their embrace of son, mambo, bolero, and much more. Playing around town in the city of Havana, Moray, who had always wanted his own ensemble, started one because of Ernesto Duarte, the famed orchestra leader who wasn't keen on showcasing Moray because of his dark skin complexion, a social disease rooted in Cuba's historical embrace of a caste system. Late in the summer of 1953, while performing in Havana, offers to work in cabarets, theaters across the country followed, due in part to Moray's showmanship and fashionable stage attire, represented by a signature smoking jacket, top hat, and cane, a favored look refashioned in images and statues all across Cuba today. Still, his real talent was due to skillful songwriting, arranging, a keen appetite for onstage dancing, vocal and instrumental improvisation, and his genuine, humble character on and off the stage. By 1955, Benny Moray had become the star of stars with robust record sales, not only at home, but throughout the many Caribbean and Latin American countries where the sound of Cuban music flourished. In 1959, after years of travel, leading his band, laborious recording sessions, daily performances, and the like, Moray's health began to deteriorate. In 1963, at the age of 43, he passed away. The sound of Benny Moray's music still lingers in the hearts of the Cuban people, decades after he became the voice of his nation, a voice that brought joy to the people of his country, as well as those around the globe today who love Afro-Cuban music. Gang! I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.